Hey, this is Jay Wild, and I am doing Nickel Silver's questionnaire, Where Do Audios Come From, Daddy? So the first question is summoning your muse. Where do your ideas find you, or is it a win? I get ideas usually when I'm talking with someone or role-playing with someone. Sorry about this, I'm using my phone to record and it's not the best. So I get some ideas that way. I've gotten ideas from stories, from movies, from TV. So it's kind of all over the place. Capture inspiration. How do you throw a net over the slippery little buggers? I either write it down or record my thoughts, or if my phone is cooperating, sometimes voice to text. I saved the chloroform for people I like to kidnap. You know you are. Okay. Rituals include, yes, lots of coffee. Coffee, coffee, coffee. I don't watch a whole lot of porn, so I would say lots of coffee and trying to get it done straight. I'm a completionist. So, like, when something is in the works and I can't finish it, it drives me insane, which is what I'm getting back to this morning. I need to finish something. Why I don't start scripts until I can finish them either. Okay. Get it down. So yeah. Apply ass to chair. Finger to keyboard. Get it on the paper. And I try to turn off anything but music. And just focus. I do bang it out from start to finish because I am a completionist. I have not paused in the middle of a script idea probably ever unless I'm forced to. Okay, the sex. I try to just let it come out naturally and go with the flow. And just let it play out how I was as I was writing it. Sometimes I have to pause it and come back to it later on. If I'm like more into the story than the sex, then I come back and do the sex after. But yeah. Do you prefer old favorites or new territory? I like new territory. I want to put something out there. Pardon me. Put something out there that is not usually seen. I don't think I've ever heard a script where somebody was a gigolo. So, you know, I did that. I try to put things out there that are different. A minotaur being a sub. I mean, it's not going to happen very often. Who wants to be a sub? So, you know, the princess beats the minotaur, that type of thing. So my poetry is probably not as original as it could be. But I've been a poet since high school, so I don't plan those. Those just happen. So, prioritize setting, characters, language, sexy time, bonus lightning round. What is the prioritize? I just come up with an idea and then I go from there. I guess I develop the characters in my head and kind of think of what I want to happen with them more than prioritizing anything. The idea forms in my mind and then I pour it out on paper. Bonus. I think it's more crucial to know how it starts than how it ends. Sometimes the ending is important, like one of the script ideas I have floating around. I really need to know how it ended, and the other one, I really needed to know how it started. It just depends on the story, I think, and how it's told. Some things, you know, the devil's in the details, so it's, well, did you make sure to cover this or cover that type thing? I tend to see and hear the story. I don't just see it or hear it. It plays out in my mind, usually with sound effects, which is when I write the sound effects in. If there are no sound effects in my mind, there's no sound effects in the script. What mistake I always make? There is some reason. There are two words that I always mistype. so much that my phone auto-corrects them to the wrong version. It's that, T-H-A-T, I type it T-H-A-Y. For some reason, I don't know why. And then and becomes A-B-D instead of A-N-D. Stupid, but you know, that's what autocorrect is for. On my computer, catches it. My phone sends it to you anyway. So my final draft is always done on my laptop. So there, nickel silver, I finally did one of your questionnaires. You should be happy. And that's my little growly morning voice. I did have coffee though, so it sounds a little better. Anyway, hope you backstagers enjoy it. Talk to you later.